Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Diva of Duels podcast, a weekly podcast where we discuss the happenings and non-happenings in Salem. We're glad to see the chat room busy already. And so if you're listening and you want to join in the chat room, just sign on to Blog Talk Radio and join us in there. I'm Anna, filling in for the Diva, who is actually here. Wasn't sure she was going to be here at the start, so we're glad to have you, Carrie. And we've got Mary Ann.
Hello.
Hello, are you there? Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys are there.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Were you watching Duel again? Did you fall asleep?
No.
Best sleep aid ever.
No.
You can't blame them. I mean, at least the rewrites tried, you know? I mean, I can't say that it's really their fault that it's so bad, because
they need to wrap it up now.
They're getting rid of the right people, but, oh, Madeline's here. Let's get her in.
Not all the right people.
Hey, Madeline.
Yay.
Madeline?
You see my tweet?
Hey there. You there?
Guys?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Hello. Okay. Hi.
Hey, Madeline.
Hi.
Saw you on Twitter.
Aloha.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. You see my...
All right.
For about 2 seconds. Yeah.
So we had a mercifully short week.
Oh. Huh?
What was that?
You had... I said I've... Sorry, I haven't been around. I've had company and...
Oh, boy.
Managed
well,
to get sick.
Glad
so.
You made it.
Thank you.
Right. Let's see. We had a mercifully short week this week.
Yeah,
4 days of duel instead of five.
I've actually watched some of it because I was stuck at home. So.
Really, only three for me because I missed Friday.
I think I missed one day this week.
You didn't miss anything.
But, yeah. Rex is having problems in the chat room. She can't hear. So I wanted to start out with one positive thing, if you don't mind, because I have to give them credit for something, although I know some people aren't going to appreciate this, but
mm-hmm.
I have to say I love the Victor and Maggie stuff. I loved how
mm-hmm.
he asked her to basically to move in with him, you know, but we know that's going to lead to marriage a wedding in the fall, I think.
Mm-hmm.
From the spoilers, anyway. And those scenes were really sweet at the mansion and then later at Chez Rouge. And I have to say, even though two out of three of the couples that were having the same date at the same time at Chez Rouge, I have to, even though two out of three of them suck, in my opinion, Maggie and Victor being the exception,
mm-hmm.
I have to say it did remind me of a much better episode, May 30th of 2008, not that it's on my DVR still or anything, that had Tony and Anna coming back from their off-screen honeymoon, and mm-hmm. Cayman, who were just there as friends, but it was insinuated there mm-hmm. might be more coming. There never was. But Bo and Hope. And
Bo
they all
mm-hmm.
danced at different times and had lots of snarky fun, and also there was a lot of it reminded me a little bit of that, only from the standpoint that it was at Chez Rouge and Maggie was involved and both of those episodes. But I did like the attempt that they made at romance, even though, like I said, Tanifer, you know, Dr. Tan and Jennifer,
Friday, I was laughing because I saw somebody posting on a message board. Well, I can tell Dina's gone now because we actually have three couples at Chez Rouge. And I was thinking, no, it wasn't Dina that stopped doing that. It was Tomlin that stopped doing that, fixed it so that they couldn't do that. Dina did it. She's the one who wrote that episode with Anna and Bo and Hope.
Yeah.
And Damon
mm-hmm.
all being at
Chez Rouge. That was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite episodes in the last 3 years.
That was entertaining.
Oh, yeah, very. And it was very nice because the three couples that were there were the couples that most people enjoyed at one time or another. I mean, I'm sure there were the detractors and everything, just like with anything.
And there was even some
history going on in that one.
This one.
Right, right.
I didn't see to the very end on Friday, but I heard there was an awful lot of pimping going on between with Victor and Maggie and Daniel and Faith.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why
when you have lame characters, you have
Victor
to.
Victor doing
yeah.
that with Daniel, at least he's his godson. But why are they
right.
having to do that with Reeve? Give me
right.
a break.
Right. I know, because they always you have to pimp weak characters. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's
and
the thing.
The only thing is, Dave doesn't do it very well. Instead of just getting rid of the weak characters, they try to pimp them to death. Speaking of pimping, though, and by the way, back to Shea Rouge for a minute. I think they have the same glasses that they've always had, so that was comforting to know. You know, some things never change. But I will say this, I did appreciate the attempt at romance, even though, you know, two out of three of those couples were not my couples, but
somehow I didn't find Jennifer and Daniel very romantic when he was sitting there moping over Chloe.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I guess I just like seeing
that
the set
so
come back. And, you know. But yeah, I did like his choice in earrings, though. I have to admit, I like the jewelry, but you know, so that kind of put it, fortunately for us,
strike you as the type of guy who would go out and buy diamond earrings?
No, he probably asked somebody to pick them out for him. He strikes me as the kind of guy who would do that. Probably had an assistant go out.
He's a surfer dude. He comes off as a surfer dude.
I know.
I don't even see him thinking about buying.
Yeah.
Just because he's got money
doesn't mean he would go out and buy diamond earrings. And I thought it was kind of funny towards the end when Daniel said he was buying the champagne, Rafe almost looked a little like kicked in the gut or something. It was kind of funny. But I think what they're leading up to is I think Sammy's going to end up getting a job soon. And so they're kind of, I think they're hitting, because, you know, in regular soap day world, nobody ever talks about not having money, unlike most of us who, you know, struggle with that from time to time in the real world. The characters seem to just have endless, you know, romantic getaways. Well, they don't have romantic getaways right now, but they seem to have endless funds and never
an issue. But at one time they actually had, there was a basis for whatever kind of money they
had. And so I'm glad that they're leading.
Or they were actually poor.
Right, like Kate when she had to go back to the diner and things like that, but you know, at least, you know, I think that that's what they're leading up to, which at least that should be entertaining. I'm hoping it'll be entertaining when Sammy's back in the work world. I've heard some bits and pieces of that, and it sounds interesting. Maybe we'll see some of the old Sammy reemerge, perhaps. Did anyone have a flashback when Sammy was cracking into the computer database at the hospital to get her records to see what her test results were? I seem to remember that very same scenario was a much older computer when she was going in for like paternity tests and things like that. She doesn't seem all that bright yet. She seems to be able to hack into computers really well. So, you know, I think that was another way that the writers were hinting or foreshadowing that Sammy was possibly coming back towards her old self. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
You go first, man, because you're not gonna like what I have to say.
About Sammy?
That's fine.
I just got tired of her whining and screaming and yelling at Rafe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was horrible.
I'm talking about what they're foreshadowing. You know, I agree. I couldn't stand that story. I mean, some people really do go through that, and it's a serious issue. But having her throw a tantrum and the whole bit, yeah, that's bad. I agree. What were you going to say, Madeline?
Well, I'm just leery about, I think from what I've seen so far, these writers' idea of going back to the Sammy that used to be is simply having her behave like she's 10 again, which is what she did all during the 90s. They don't know how to make her be Sammy and be more mature. They think being more mature means being more responsible, which is not necessarily true. She could still be, she you can still be a complete asshole and be more mature and just do rotten things in different ways. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they get that.
Well, I'm kind
they
of
still have
her
breaking into computers, you know, and because she can't because her ability to wait is still at the level of
impatient.
A
yes.
Her, you know, she's got no motor control whatsoever. You know, that she cannot sit and wait for 10 minutes for Lexi to show up and get
the
results.
She has four kids.
I mean,
like,
that is not. Yeah.
I can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to be able to be sense. Teaching them how to behave, but she can't behave. Which is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there are other ways for her not to be able to behave and still be Sammy, but to be
a
role model.
I wasn't saying it was good writing. I was just saying I think foreshadowing is hopefully some corporate stuff for her, maybe. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe she'll get back to
the
best.
Thing
being
is,
Sammy.
I think they want her to be the old Sammy, but still be with Rafe, which is
not going to happen.
Another
yeah.
stupid thing, which is because it's not. It shouldn't work. That shouldn't work. You know, old Sammy and misbehaving Sammy should not be. Somebody that he's interested in, unless he's trying to fix her. I don't know. And it's just stupid. The whole thing with them is just makes no sense why Rafe is interested in her in the least. I mean, I don't have kids together. I just don't see anything interesting about them.
Me neither. In fact, I kind of find it, like, really icky when they kiss and stuff. And I don't mean, no knock against the actors, but I just don't like that pairing at all. So,
and when she found out she was and she didn't have cancer, I mean, they went so over the top and made it such a big deal. I mean, I understand if I thought I had cancer, I'd be very happy if I found out I didn't. But they're acting like she'd had it for 6 years and then found, you know,
I know
and fighting
I
it
know.
And found out that suddenly she was, you know, in remission. Not that she thought she had it for 3 days and
right.
you know, worried that it might be the possibility
exactly.
and then finds out, no, it's not.
That was the thing. I mean, it's one thing to be happy that you get a good diagnosis and everything, but it was way over the top. It was disproportionate to what the, I mean, not that, I mean, cancer's serious. I'm not knocking that.
I know.
And a lot of people go through what she's talking, what they were writing for her. And so
yeah.
I think it was kind of insulting in a way to people who actually are dealing with that because it's
Josh Taylor playing Roman, I wonder if that was what the director insisted he do or if that was his own idea to be so.
Wow.
It was.
I know.
Terrible.
Well, that day, wasn't he sharing an ice cream sundae with Sammy one day, too? That was kind of cute. But, yeah, he was a little over the top as well. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it's not good news. You know, that shouldn't make you happy if your loved one. You know, it's just, I agree. It was just way over the top for what the situation ended up being.
Well,
but, oh, well.
Especially since I kind of wanted her to have it. At this point, I'm just not enjoying her character whatsoever.
Oh. Okay, well.
She reminds
all right.
me. She's not Sammy anymore. Now she's Belle.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I think you had mentioned a minute ago about teaching the kids how to act, and she's not being a very good example. Where have the kids been? I haven't seen one kid in weeks. I'm really worried they're thoracic them. I've been
to show them until the big night of the Horton Center opening or whatever.
Yeah,
Horton.
I'm kind of worried that there's going to be a bunch of kids showing up.
Because they're going to make them. They're going to make them older.
Thoracic. And I like all the kids. Pretty much all the kids.
They've got a picture. There's a picture of them. When they're all dressed up for the Horton Square opening, and it's still Johnny, and it's still the same three kids.
Oh, okay.
But I can.
They're
the same. Been nervous.
Yeah.
I think they might be replacing the Sydney kids, but I don't know. Oh, well, that makes me feel better because I'm
trying to wrap up all the stuff with Chloe and Carly and and that's what they're using all their time for. They could do more of that, though, unless it's Sammy and Rafe, and I'd be happy because, man, Sammy and Rafe was like 80% of the show this week.
Yeah. At least it seemed that way.
So, do you think it was a rewrite that Gus is the person that's, I mean, it almost seems to me like they want to get rid of, they need to get rid of him because they were getting rid of Vivian. And so they wrote him in as the beater-upper of the prostitutes. I don't know. I mean, he's an okay guy, okay actor, but
yeah, it just doesn't fit his character.
I'm not saying that because that leads to Yvonne coming back and taking her away from
Right, mm-hmm. Which that's cool. I mean, that's a good way to send Vivian off. If we have to send Vivian off, I mean, at least he's going to be coming back, and they were always great, great comedic partners. Yeah. And, I mean, I guess it's a – I mean – at least they're giving Gus not really that great of a motivation for beating up his, you know, Quinn's prostitutes, but, you know, whatever. It's kind of, it's really kind of immature, the whole thing. But I just want that whole thing to be over with. I do kind of enjoy Vivian and Quinn.
I'm not quite sure what the writers have with this obsession they have that all of Vivian's servants have a thing for her.
Yeah, that's weird.
No.
Yeah.
It seems to happen with all of them. They all fall for her. They all behave like, you know, they ought to be something more than servants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although Yvonne didn't as much, but still. That's certainly it's convenient and overused, like everything else they're doing. Well, most of it they're doing. Okay. Maggie and Victor, I do. With all of the other stuff happening, at least that's been
the only thing that bugged me is, remember, I've been lobbying for a state and magic double date forever.
Yeah.
And that would have been the perfect opportunity if you're going to crack out the Shea Rouge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's one of the topics. It's like, what do you guys think? This is a loaded question, but what do you guys think of the fact that Stefano's, quote, phoning it in right now?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of
wonder if this is a rewrite because that maybe the last writers were going to kill him off. And so
yeah, that's true.
They changed that, and now they're not going to because Donna Marlin are coming back.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so
that
that's
now
true.
They
that's
just don't
point.
Have them.
That may very well have been a fun.
That's
a
speculation.
Yeah,
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
He might have been killed off by now.
I got the impression with the way some of the spoilers were going there for a while that they were going to kill him off.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, for a while they were going to throw him in jail too.
Yeah, that and the whole, you know, Kate is starting up Countess Wilhelmina again. And
yeah. That's definitely a rewrite that I like.
Giving EJ total control and allowing him to manipulate his wife.
Well, how about the EJ Kate scenes? Those were pretty.
A little bit of
tension there.
Anything is an improvement on EJ and Taylor. Holy cow!
Yeah, they're both getting their mojos back there, EJ and Kate. I kind of like that.
Oh yeah, I do too.
Well,
I like the interaction.
Been watching him. I had fun watching him go after Nicole and Brady. That was kind of fun too. when they were sitting and talking in the, at the Brady pub and suddenly EJ at the bar.
I
loved his line.
Oh, EJ
said something about imploding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was something like he's like, "No, I'm not jealous. I'm just enjoying sitting back and watching." Watching the inevitable implosion of your relationship or something like that.
He's going to mess with you again or drop you again or something. Yeah. EJ was toying with Brady.
And if she doesn't, EJ will make sure that she does. He'll manipulate both of them until it happens. I kind of get the impression that's where they're going with this, the whole tango thing that's coming up next week. Kind of get the impression that... He's doing this to just irritate the hell out of Brady.
Nicole and EJ are going to get back together, kind of, right? Is that what
you're
kind of
concerned? Yeah, I think they have
and then Madison's going to go with Brady.
I think it starts off as a way to get back at Brady. That's kind of the way they're playing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carrie, are you there?
Yeah, I have to say, I feel so bad for Nicole having EJ and Brady fight over her. I mean,
that's a tough life, isn't it?
Holy cow. I mean, that's like my dream.
Good for Nicole for one, you know, instead of
a stamp.
The biggest
train wreck in town, man. That's so great.
They need to start a bidding war.
It is nice, though, to have somebody
fighting over Sammy, though. All the men fight over Sammy all the time.
No,
yeah,
it's nice,
yeah, true.
It's
and
nice
I'm
to
glad
see
Nicole.
Them fighting over Nicole.
Yeah.
Especially
Nicole,
since
yeah.
Sammy isn't acting
good
like anybody fighting over her except her kids.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I guess that's leading up to the tango later this week. Although we all know there's two pairings that can tango. Well, they have one
yeah.
man.
We know what the
man
hottest
common.
Tango is.
The tango, any tango with Teo in any form, Andre or Tony, is the hottest tango. It doesn't matter,
yeah.
you know, what scenario. But,
yeah.
of course,
sorry,
you know, Lee, with Anna DeMira and with Kate DeMira, she wasn't DeMira at the time, either one of those ladies, the tango is pretty hot with him. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do this tango later this week. We'll see. Let's see. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, I got I have the rehearsal clip of the tango and the promo clip of the actual, you know, film tango. That's on the Diva blog. So I can go check that out.
What day is it supposed to be on?
It's
Thursday
this week,
or Friday,
right?
I think.
Yeah, it's this week.
The
wait tango
all the way until Friday.
I think it's gonna be. Even though, I think it's gonna be hot. Even though I like Bricoli or Bricole or whatever, I think. Ooh, just the picture's making me. I'm looking at your. I'm looking at the clip you posted.
Yeah,
and like,
Oh, EJ and Nicole are hot. I mean, Nicole.
Yeah, they are. When
they
when
are
they're
hot.
Writing
yeah,
them well.
Yeah. I'm
kind
yeah,
of
torn between the two. It's like, I don't know.
I
like both. Like, I like EJ and Nicole, and I like Brady and Nicole.
Yeah, I want Brady to get a chance, though. Because I don't think Brady's had a real good chance with her. And EJ's screwed up every single time he's been with Nicole.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're setting Brady up to be with that Madison, who I hate already, by the way.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even
well,
care.
Who just
cares?
That they're already planning it makes me want to go, uh-uh.
Yeah,
you're already telling
exactly.
me that's what you're planning.
It's going to be another Taylor. You know, you brought in this Taylor character, which was a complete train wreck, so now you're going to try
well,
somebody
I
else.
I find it hilarious.
Please.
Yeah, they're
going to
pull another actress from
this is another actress that played Carly Corinthia.
But please,
exactly.
Make up your mind.
Now, if they brought
in
Laura
EJ,
Wright,
a woman,
maybe. But...
Somebody. He needs somebody. I don't care who, but come on.
You know,
they
tried
so many different women with him.
And Marianne, you mentioned the Kate and EJ hotness earlier, Marianne.
Yeah,
I was just thinking, notice there were no textiles required for that hotness. I just want to make a note here. There was no scarf, no like gloves,
yeah.
no nothing, and it was hot as hell. You know,
yes.
and they were and they weren't even being romantic.
Well,
or,
we know what
know?
It was
so,
like, you know.
So it just goes to show you with the actors, with the right actors that
it's
have
right
natural
actors,
chemistry.
Too.
You don't have to write a lot. You could, I mean, they
no.
made the most out of those scenes. And believe me, Lauren and James
just
do that on purpose.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I love
they
it.
They both
I
were
mean,
doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a well, and I have to say, I don't remember if it was this week or the prior week, but in one of those scenes with Kate, I actually saw the old EJ that I fell in love with, that I used to love.
Oh, yeah.
When he first was on the show and then when he was with Kate and they were always scheming and snarky and everything, I actually physically saw that EJ again. It was really weird because for a while now, I haven't found him all that appealing, but it's because of the writing and the way the character's been and everything.
He even
so,
Kate mentioned it. Said about the old EJ.
That's right. That's right.
Kate did
right.
say something about the old EJ
yes.
coming back.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been pretty unappealing
think,
for a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
also because
they
insist on making him stupid.
Exactly.
That's part
so,
of it. That's a lot of it, in fact.
Yeah. So, do we even need to talk about Carly? Can we just pass on that?
When is she leaving?
Is it unanimous?
Is she gone
Raise
yet?
Of hands.
Long,
anyone in the chat room want to talk about Carly?
No. Those scenes were so boring with Melanie and what's his name, Nicholas. Oh, my God.
So did Carly leave now or what?
And talk about your feelings and all that. I'm like, no, she hasn't left. You mean Carly?
Okay.
No, I couldn't even watch. Yeah. Mm.
I
didn't
see
the dummy.
And it's the wrong Nicholas anyway. It's not the right Nicholas anyway. So we don't want to see
right.
him anyway.
I mean, the thing of it is, they should have brought Victor. I mean, of course, the age would have been totally wrong.
Yeah.
But,
because they wanted him to
look
closer to Melanie's age. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Although he should still look 10 years older than her. And he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm for selfish reasons, I wish Victor Webster would come back because he was hot as heck with Kate. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to say that I've fast-forwarded through most of the scenes at this rehab center or whatever, but the few scenes that I've seen with the kid that's playing Nicholas, although I don't even think of him as the same Nicholas that was with Kate, that's ridiculous, but...
mm-hmm.
That, I mean, he's actually an okay actor, and he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I just, like, whatever, you know. But I just want that whole thing to be done. I'm just
Who
sick
cares,
of it.
Yeah.
I'm just
mm-hmm.
tired of fast-forwarding, okay?
I was shocked on Friday to see that the head of the clinic is somebody who used to be on Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I love her. I really like her.
Sure,
she was
pretty damn good.
I remember her from the Thornbirds when she was a little kid, and I was
yeah, she was a little girl in the Thornbirds.
Still remember her from that. But I've seen some of her scenes, and I like her. But I just at this point could care less. I mean, I could care less about Carly before, but I really could care less about her now.
Well,
Rex,
a little bit when they had. I was curious for a little bit when her and Quinn were.
Yeah, that was actually, those scenes were actually kind of interesting.
And since they're going to keep Quinn.
Yeah, she was good with Quinn. Yeah, I like them two together. See,
him and Taylor bore the shit out of me, so I'm not back to being not interested again.
Well, I'm just sick of Taylor pointing her finger at people and curling her lips like she's the end-all, be-all authority on, you know, the paragon of virtue or whatever you want to call it.
I haven't really watched her scenes with Quinn. Is it turning out that she was a hooker, too?
Yeah. Somehow or other, she was involved. I was looking ahead on my DVR, and I think we can all mark our calendars. I think it's Wiki Days can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think U.S. episode Thursday, Quinn and Taylor do the dirty, so we can all set our VCR, DVDs, DVRs for that.
I guess I'm going back to watching it on YouTube so I can really just, not just fast forward, but flash through.
Yeah. Rex in the chat room said Crystal has been wasted. I think that's why she's in rehab. No, ba-dum-bum. No, anyway. Sorry.
Well, I agree with him. She has been wasted, but I think she was wasted the first time, too.
Yeah.
I never liked her as Carly.
Yeah.
As Olivia, when she was a bitch, she was great. But as Carly, I've never understood the appeal.
Yeah, me neither. So that one, I guess Dumio hasn't been on much, thank goodness. I guess it's very obvious the rewrites pretty much erased him out of the picture for the most part. I think he was mentioned, of course they didn't call him Dumio in the synopsis for next week, but I don't know, I just, like, it's a term of endearment, okay, you know, I just can't help it.
Has he been on at all?
But,
He's
on this week. He and Melanie find out some major family news or something. I don't know. I'm hoping that Dario's mom's sick or something and he has to go home to see her or something. I don't know. But anyway,
that would be even better because then she won't show up.
Yeah, and did anyone find it, not that it's really noteworthy to even talk about, but did anyone find it the least bit awkward that Gabby was talking to Will's cousin about him not wanting to sleep with her anymore? I was just kind of like, awkward, I don't know. Because isn't Gabby,
that they've made, the one thing I really enjoyed is the girl they hired to play Abby.
Oh, yeah.
I can almost
see like
the teenage scene.
I like her, too.
Because she's in it.
Yeah, so, I like her, too. I honestly liked her from the beginning. I didn't like the writing at the first, but yeah. She's one of those people that came in. I would say, as far as new hires, I would say Sonny, the kid who plays Sonny, sold me on Sonny right away. And honestly,
well,
I wasn't really looking forward to that story.
Well, Sonny is good. It's just that lately, when I see him, he's acting so happy all the time. He's not acting
like multi-layered right now. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he's high on life.
He's not acting like any guy I've ever met. I'm sorry. Even if you're gay, that doesn't mean you're happy all the time.
Maybe that's the writers got confused. They thought
Sonny
was gay. They're like,
yeah.
And the director took that
know.
These
writers know, because I'm not getting the impression that's a whole lot.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, it's like, I guess these are the 17 episodes or whatever that were rewritten, and so, I don't know, we'll see, but...
Yeah, how much
I mean,
of it,
you know,
I'll be curious to see how much of it was rewritten and how much of it was Dina's.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, because
yeah, you're right,
like
I like Abby.
Rewritten any.
I'm looking forward to seeing Jack and Abby finally reunited. That'll be fun to see her with her daddy and with her mommy.
I will, but I'm just concerned. I mean, the new writers keep making noises about how Jack is a silly character. So I'm just not sure on all that.
I don't know.
Really leery of how well I'm going to like Jack back again. I love Matthew Ashford, but if this is the direction they're going with Jack, I'm not going to like that.
One's not two.
Well, I hope they allow him to be multi-layered.
His sense of humor was always cynical. And to make him a buffoon is just...
we don't want that.
We don't know what's happening. Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
They're the
Let's
ones
hope.
Who actually came out. Somebody asked them about the promo that showed him falling from the wall into the cake. And they said, well, that's Jack. That's what they said. Which is what makes me really nervous.
Yeah.
So,
well, we'll see.
I don't like that.
Let's see.
Jack should be more like EJ. I'm sorry.
Now, that'd be
funny.
He
should have more of an edge to him. Even if he's married to Jennifer, I hope they bring that.
Maybe he'll be allowed to bring it, even if the writing's not there for it. I don't know. I don't know, but we'll see, I guess.
If the first scene is him falling from the wall into the cake,
I'm happy to see Matt.
I'm not hoping.
Honestly, I'm happy to see Matt.
That's kind of part of who Jack is. It's not all of who he is. But
I have to be honest, this may offend some Jack and Jen fans, but I actually liked some of that. I mean, honestly, that's part of what I remember about Jack. And so I just hope that they don't make him one-dimensional that way.
But not
I hope
all
that, they, that he's layered. Right. I hope that there's emotion behind this reunion with Jennifer, and that there's a lot of layers to it. And Matt Ashford actually made some comments that make me think that it's not going to be that easy for Jennifer just to walk away from Tan. You know, I mean, it sounds like maybe...
Yeah, this is going to be
maybe
a
wonderful... Maybe the orange glow has hypnotized her, and she's like, you know, going to have to be saved from the orange glow.
Do you want to watch Jack begging for her affection again? I don't.
No.
For the 18th time, you know,
I don't know.
Because she's
we'll
so stupid
see.
That she can't see, you know... I'm not looking forward to that. And his is one of the few returns I was looking forward to. Although they're making noises that somebody else might be coming to the show, that sounded kind of interesting. I don't know. We'll see.
What's that?
There's, you know, there was a tweet about, what was it, like a week or two ago, that the writers were saying they had a meet, they were dining with somebody who might be coming to the show with Dash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's Ian Buchanan. It's Ian Buchanan from General Hospital and The Bold and Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, how did
that's
you guys know
was.
That?
We don't know it was him,
but he was reported to have had lunch with them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the mysterious character or mysterious stranger or whatever they were. Marlene was talking about, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I like
him.
But we don't know who or...
I never saw him on Bold and Beautiful because I didn't watch, but I adored him on General Hospital.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
He was so much fun. He was a lot. Of course,
you know,
that was,
and
20 years ago. 25
hopefully,
years ago.
You know, hopefully Salem U. I mean, I don't want it to turn into General Hospital in Salem, instead of Salem U. But the care might be a little bit improved. I don't know. People might live longer. I don't know. But yeah, I hadn't heard that, but I'm glad to hear it. That could be interesting. But I just don't, you know, I'm really bummed about Stefano kind of disappearing right now. And I think you're right when you said about possibly they were going to kill him off or something, and maybe this was a
rewrite.
Well,
they obviously haven't, because I think Drake said something about he's had a scene with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean the previous, I meant the old writers. Like you were saying that the old writers were maybe going to.
Yeah, and so they have to keep him off until the new writers come in and write him back in, I get, you know, to bring him into scenes.
Have you guys been watching the mini plots in the middle of the show?
Yep. Mm. Yep, I got
some of them I catch
the blog.
And some I don't.
Yeah, they're on the blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching the one with showing what's coming up with John and Marlena, and it was an interesting one. Not so much what was coming, but seeing Drake Hogeston again. I was a little shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Was anybody else?
What was it that you saw?
That was the first time. Well, I mean, other than the promo, that's really the first time we've seen scenes of it, and I was a little shocked.
Shocked at what?
Yeah, he looks
a little thinner. Yeah.
He looks older.
He looks different. Yeah, he looks thinner, a little older. Yeah.
Oh,
Drake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. Anyway.
Yeah. Deidre looks the same.
Deidre does. She looks the same.
She looks good, I have to admit. She did look good. So.
Well, she looks better in that black dress at the promo than she did. she did in whatever outfit they had her in for that mini plot.
Mm-hmm.
She does look pretty dang good for, what is she, 60?
No, about 63? Four, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Save Jack mentioned that the mini clips have turned into real-time clips now. It's kind of interesting because they used a little bit of the Lost, Carrie.
Yes,
you appreciate this. They used sort of the Lost theory or whatever, or technique or whatever with showing flashbacks for a while and then flash forward for a while. I thought that was really kind of cool. And I do like the way they're doing the previews. I like the way they're the style of the previews and the way they're doing them now. I like those a lot better than what they used to do. Obviously the promo people seem to be doing a good job, in my opinion. I don't know. I think they're really trying to do a good job for the show. And I think, the only thing I'm wondering, like, All My Children is ending its last air date is the 23rd, the same day that this, you know, that the good stuff starts for us. So I feel bad. It's bittersweet, although I'm hoping with you know, all this talk about Prospect Park and everything, that I'm hoping all my children in my life will live will be coming back on some form or another. But it's kind of weird that that's all happening in the same, like, time period. I don't know. Let's see. I'm kind of at a loss as to what else happened this week. Anyone else thinking anything?
I'm trying to think.
Well, the ratings are still at the bottom.
Yeah.
Dead bottom. Yeah, dead last.
No surprise there.
I guess the Sammy has cancer storyline isn't all that popular. That started last week, right?
No.
It's like Sammy has seasonal cancer. Remember, Kate wrote a great story for Kate 3 years ago about lung cancer, and then they ruined it by having Dr. Filmia, you know, check out Chloe's lymph nodes while his girlfriend was in the other room dying, and that turned it into something that I wasn't happy about at all. But I mean, they did a great job in the early stages of Kate's lung cancer story, but. Somebody called it after that was all over with. They said they referred to it as seasonal cancer. So Sammy's didn't even last a season. It was more like weekly cancer.
Well, I kind of think that was because the new writers changed it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Because.
Anyway.
The thing with Kate's was it's like every other story Dina does. It starts out pretty good. And it's developed, and then it just goes nowhere. It just, like, peters out.
Yeah.
Or she brings in Dan or Melanie, and they ruin it.
Yeah.
Sad part is I don't get why. I want to know who it is around there, because it's obviously not just Gary Tomlin or Dina. Who loves the actress playing Melanie? Because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, what are they going to do with Melanie? It's like, look, she really. But what are they going to do with her now? I don't know. Other than like when once Carly leaves, who are they going to put her with?
Well, she still got her father there, but
they took Philip away from her. They took Nathan away from her. Dario. Now who's now what? What's she going to do? Hmm.
I don't know. What any good spoilers coming up? Well, we do have the tango thing with EJ and Nicole. That might be interesting.
Past the 26th, there's really nothing much of.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, other than knowing
not good right now.
That John's trial is still going on in a month because they hired somebody to play as judge. That's about. And they are hiring Sarah Brown, right, to be the new entrepreneur in town. That's about it. That's all we know that's coming.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, I wonder what they're going to do with Quinn because they're going to bring him back. I wonder if we're going to find out who his daddy really is.
Oh, God, if they put Melanie.
It's got to either be Stefano.
Stefano's
not an
Australian.
Ian
Buchanan is Scottish. He's not Australian.
Oh, I know,
Australian.
But, you know.
Well,
Anna's
not going to like this, but I did hear somebody, they said they were speculating, could he be Bill Horton?
Oh, with the British accent? Or with
can
the
he
accent?
Pull off an American accent?
Well, if he doesn't,
I don't know,
but I did hear that somebody was speculating. I don't know who it was at.
Carrie,
did he have an accent on B&B?
What?
Carrie, did he have an accent on B&B?
Oh, he can. Accent off.
Ian Buchanan. Yeah, you know what's so funny though? His character was a virgin, and
that's right. I think I remember hearing that.
Yeah, he begged Taylor to have sex with him. He thought he was going to die, but he's still alive now, and that kind of ruined her marriage.
But she was very rich at the time. Yeah.
But it's funny, the weirdest thing is, though, his character struck me as gay, though, on Bold and the Beautiful. It's just, I think it's because he was just so sexually awkward. It was weird.
Yeah.
So now I can't get that image out of my head. He's like this 50-year-old virgin asking Hunter Tylo to sex him up. So
I'm glad I didn't want that.
So I can't get that out of my head.
That would have been
now.
Awful.
Well,
yeah.
But I mean, but I didn't know Ian Buchanan was coming on, and when you said that, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just clicked, and I said, what is Quinn going to do? And then I thought, oh, I'll bet that's going to be his daddy. And then
why would they bring
his
daddy on when his mommy's not around anymore?
Well, because they obviously want to bring Mr. Handsome back, so I guess they figure they've got to give him some sort of story. So
him.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would anything but the pimp. Well, I shouldn't say this because it could get worse. But if they can somehow make him where he, you know, is a better character. I mean, I wouldn't mind watching him, but I certainly.
Well, I think
you're
going
to
redeem
him. You know, I am a little bit obsessed with shirtless men. And by the way, when was the last time Brady was shirtless? I think these writers.
Yeah,
need
we need more shirtless
that.
Brady. And EJ.
Yeah. So what's up with that? He never takes his shirt off, though. You know, we
EJ,
never
get
yeah,
shirtless
not
Brady more often than we get shirtless EJ.
Yeah, we don't get shirtless
yeah.
EJ at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
for
we have to live off of YouTube clips of a towel scene.
Oh, yeah.
But, I wonder, though. I do like the idea of, even though I'm not happy with EJ going behind Kate's back and what's up with that whole thing,
mm-hmm.
I do like that they're going to be part business partners. That should be interesting. One thing I've noticed
like
is it really hasn't been.
But are they partners, really?
Now, I personally maintain that when they were corporate before, I thought their whole corporate partners with benefits program was pretty, I would have signed up for it, I'd say that. But, maybe what we need to do is a campaign. Although I love Stefano and Kate together, but if he's going to be phoning it in, I'm a little ticked off about that right now. Actually, a lot ticked off by that. Other Damiras can step in occasionally, and I don't mind. You know, Tony could certainly come back and step into that
mm-hmm.
role. I'd be happy with that. But Bill Horton, of course, he's not a Damira, but, love to see him come back. But
it would be amusing to watch one of Stefano's kids have an affair with his wife.
Yes, I think that would be.
That would be awesome.
Stefano
would have to do something really, really bad, though, to hurt Kate so that maybe they'll finally acknowledge that he was using Allie as a pawn, and maybe Kate gets upset and she needs to be consoled by the other person using Allie as a pawn, or maybe Tony comes back, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, either
we
one.
We just need to see some hotness.
A triangle between EJ, Tony, and Kate and Stefano.
Yeah.
Well, that would be.
Ooh,
whoa,
yeah.
Real.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, Kate, honestly, Kate's not a cheater. She really hasn't been a cheater.
That's
she
true.
Might think about it. She might play around about
whoa,
it.
Wait a minute.
Well,
Kate's not a cheater? Who is Lucas's father?
Well,
he was married to Laura.
Oh, but that was
she was.
I'm talking about
Laura
when
Bill.
She's with someone. I'm talking about when she's with someone. I'm not saying she doesn't help other people cheat.
That is John
I'm
Black.
Just saying she doesn't
know. She was married. She was married to Curtis
same
at the
thing.
Time, and
he
was married. They both cheated.
Well, okay,
I don't care. She was married. You said she's not a cheater.
She's still a cheater if she's cheating with somebody that's married.
I'm saying
right?
She was on screen in Salem, okay? But anyway, I don't know. We'll see. She only fantasized with Victor. I mean, not Victor.
Nicholas.
Victor Webster. What? Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Although those are pretty damn hot fantasies, I'm going to say.
Well, didn't she have an affair with some guy in Italy?
Yeah, see, I didn't watch back then. I only count since I watched.
That's cute.
I missed a lot of the.
Kate's gotten around. A lot.
Look, I just think there's a lot of hotness on that show that's not being used. And I
there
mean,
is a lot
and,
of hotness
being
used on that show.
Or it's being used in the wrong place.
A lot of
like,
waste.
You know, I could have cared less that Quinn and, you know, Quinn the pimp and Chloe the prostitute, going to be prostitute, were you know,
and I don't
around.
Consider
I
Rafe
mean,
and Sammy hot, and I don't consider
and
Daniel
I don't consider
and Jennifer
Tanifer.
Hot.
Tanifer's not hot.
No.
They're gross.
No.
I mean, I love Missy Reeves, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, those two are not hot.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, they always, they seem, except for, like, Victor and Maggie, they put them together, and
they're,
I mean,
hot.
They're hot in their own way. You know, they really
yeah.
are. And Stefano and Kate have that chemistry. But, you know, it's hard to have that chemistry when he's calling all the time instead of actually being there.
I want to know why we can
give her
see
a kiss.
I want to know why we can see a Daniel and Jennifer scene, but we can't see a Justin and Adrienne scene.
Now they're
hotter. Didn't they do it on a pool table some time ago? I don't
well,
know, but yeah, you're right.
Well,
they weren't doing it. All we got was a kiss. Come on.
All we got was a kiss, and maybe,
I would love, that would be a nice one. Yeah, I'd like to see them doing this. Yeah, I think the thing is the Shea Rouge thing, that's the scene, at least it gave me, like, even though there are a lot of things I didn't like about it, at least it gave me a little glimpse of hope, you know, that maybe they're going to hit on romance, but they got to do it with the right people. And, I mean, there are people who like Sammy and Rafe as much as I despise them together. There are people who like that, and they probably enjoyed those scenes, but I thought they were all acting like they were
considering
myself,
the people they're bringing back. I worry that their idea of romance is more of Sammy and Rafe. I mean, we're getting Carrie and Austin and John and Marlena. We're not getting anything forbidden in the least, unless you want to do EJ and Nicole, which really isn't forbidden because they're both bad people who want to be with each other. So I don't see that as
well. Nobody's been mentioning Jamie lately. Are there any rumors that those two are going to get back together?
Who?
No.
Jamie?
No.
Jamie?
No.
No, I've not heard anything, yeah. I thought they'd go there, but Tom and Tom, they want to go with Rafe and Sammy. I don't know why. There must be a big following, I don't know, Safe fans? I don't know.
Well, I mean, the general audience, there are a lot of people who like them.
I don't get it.
But I don't, but I think there's
equal numbers of people who want Safe and who want
a lot of people
Sammy,
just want Sammy to have the good guy, I guess, or Sammy to be good or something.
I find that very hard to believe based on.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry. I just don't think there are
Jamie
people who are
popular,
not on the internet who like Safe. I just find that hard to believe.
It has to be.
You know, there's
so many
that, you know, that there are, you know, there are all these people who don't know how to be on the internet, but they like Safe, but they can't give their view.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Back when it was
gotta wonder
John
about
and,
that.
Back when it was Kate and John versus John and Marlena. People didn't like the fact there were more John and Marlena fans, but it was obvious there were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go to YouTube or places like that and not see that John and Marlena are popular as much as I don't like them. It's it's just as obvious on the internet as it is anywhere else.
And same with Jamie, it's so obvious that they're so popular, more so than Safe. Yeah, a lot more.
They just have a lot of natural chemistry. It doesn't seem to be contrived.
Mm-hmm. The thing about
Rex in the chat room says Safe equals nap time.
The thing about Safe is that there's not even, I don't even see people who aren't into picking couples who like them. You know, usually you see general fans who, I like this one better than this one and that one better than that one. But I see very few general fans who like Rafe at all.
Some of them put up with Rafe alone.
I hate to say the P word, but I think there's a lot of Passions fans that like him. But then, you know, I think his character was more interesting on that.
Maybe his
fashion character
was
better.
Have they brought ratings? Double Wave brought us the lowest ratings the show has had. Sorry, that is
the
worst.
It's not bad enough that we had one.
That we have been coming to the show. It's the same argument that got us Carly again. Oh, she's got legions
of fans.
Thank
goodness they got rid of.
They're going to come watch us.
Oh, I'm just glad they finally got rid of the other Wraith. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I was thinking it's kind of like that buy one, get one free. You know, you buy one thing that's crap and you get another thing that's crap free kind of thing. I don't know. But, yeah, the 2-for-1 Wraith thing was awful. Awful, awful, awful. But, oh, well. I don't know. So, I don't know. Anybody else have any?
It was. I want to know if it was Dina's or Gary's idea because, oh, man, it just stank.
I don't know. Anyone else? Anyone have any thoughts? I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else that happened this week that was noteworthy or laugh worthy or mock worthy. Oh, it is ironic that Chloe's in a coma.
The bad part about the show is it's just boring mostly.
I wonder if anyone's going to mention that Chloe was in, you know, I wish somebody would walk in and go, gee, Chloe looked a lot better the last time she was in a coma. You know, it's like they're not reminding anybody that they put Chloe in a coma before for like a month and a half.
I know.
And she was perfectly fine.
I kept hearing that this girl who's playing the other prostitute victim was really good.
Uh-huh.
So I was curious. I saw her this week. She reminds me of Ari.
Yeah, somebody thought that was her sister. Somebody tweeted and asked her if that was her younger sister, and she said, no,
yeah.
No,
she is pretty good, but I had to laugh when I saw her. I thought, ooh, I think I see why a lot of people like her.
Yeah, I don't know. Carrie, you got anything else?
Oh, I'm telling you, before the show started, when Wraith is out ready to walk in on Sammy at Lexi's office on the computer, she hides underneath the desk, and he's wondering where she is, and he calls her, and her phone rings while she's underneath the desk. And she,
I didn't see that.
And she answers the phone. I thought that was funny.
I sure hope he did get Sydney and Johnny back because, man, if those are the two raising them, those two are going to be at an extreme disadvantage when they get into school, really.
Yeah. It's just the characterizing this Wraith kind of has this, he has the patience of Job. I mean, he's like the most patient character in the history of Days of Our Lives because I don't know who else could put up with Sammy.
He's
one of the dumbest.
Even Rafe Ghost was like sick of her sometimes and thinking, good grief, is it worth the money kind of thing, you know. So
yeah. I want someone to explain to me why that's sweet. I mean, I don't get that.
Why, what is sweet?
Anything adorable or sweet about the relationship, really.
Because
he puts up with her?
Has he what?
Because he puts up with her? I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
True love always. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Marianne, you got anything?
From the show? No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't
think of anything
else.
Yeah, you know that show.
I'm telling you, it's on my lowest low with this show right now. So
I know.
I'm dedicated, man. I watch all the time. So,
exactly,
but I didn't
like
even care if I watch Friday or not.
It should be better.
Marianne? So, yeah, you watch all the time. You've watched Friday.
I watch all the time. Yeah, I watch all the time. And, like, yeah, I usually try to watch it even online. If I miss it, I didn't even care if I watched Friday or not. So, I don't know.
That's mm-hmm. not a good thing when I hear, you know,
no.
the rewrite started already, and so things should be improving, and I don't feel like they are either.
I mean, really, to turn a show around in 17 episodes of rewrites, not your own material. I'm not saying it's going to turn around with their material, but, you know, I think they were doing the best they could in the situation to try to change some of the stories to a different direction, get rid of some of these characters, for better or worse, and kind of rewrite the ship, I guess, or I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see in a couple weeks.
Pretty soon, a couple weeks, and we'll...
I suspect part of the problem for me is that a lot of the things that we see wrong with the show are not things they're going to fix.
Or what?
They're not going to. I just get the sense that a lot of the things that I see wrong with the show are not things they want to fix.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to be. I mean, honestly, John and Marlena are not my favorite. I would much rather Tony and Anna come back. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to at least give them a few months to kind of see what happens, you know. I mean, again, some of the people they're bringing back aren't necessarily my favorite.
Like Carrie and Austin aren't my favorite, but...
I've seen too much of the late 90s. I'm not interested in watching it again. I don't care. Even if it was better than Dina, I'm not interested in watching it again. Sorry.
Hopefully we'll bring back some fans, and, you know, we'll see. I guess we'll see. We'll have less competition soon, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm only going to have, four soaps left? Unless they bring the other two back in some other forum format.
The other thing is, they're not going to have, it's not like One Life to Live where I have when Dina left them. They've had 3 years and they really have turned it around, but it took them a while. They're not going to have that much time to do it. So, I'll be curious.
Anyway. Well, does anyone have any parting shots?
I'll be dying to see what the ratings are next week because
yeah.
I continually see the few Faith fans that are around keep saying that if Sammy and Rafe were in their own story and they were happy, that would make the ratings go up because all this time they've had EJ hounding them. Well, for the last 2 weeks, EJ hasn't been in.
Well, they're happy now. EJ's out of the picture.
They're happy and
they have
ratings
no
obstacles
for them.
This week's ratings aren't any better. I think somebody should be paying attention.
Aren't they happy now?
Well, you know, it's also kind of hard
exciting
because,
that is.
I mean, because we know that, like, the One Life to Live fans and the All My Children fans that maybe haven't watched for a while, they're back to see these, you know, like, the final episodes of All My Children and then One Life to Live, too, you know, that only have a few more months. So, again, you know, I mean, I can understand why. And they're also, you know, especially One Life to Live, though I don't watch it, is apparently really good. You know, it's kind of hard to compete with the fact that Young and the Restless has double the ratings of anybody. And then Bold and the Beautiful, well, we always beat them in the demographics, or we did in the past. I don't know if we are now. But, you know, but then beyond that, it's like,
We beat them in the demographics because we had a lot of older couples that people that age range wanted to watch, and then we got rid of all of them.
Yeah.
And they still have theirs. We don't.
Well, I mean, we do have Kate. We have, well, when they're on, Kate and Stefano and Maggie and Victor,
but
both.
The people, but the people who watched Dave for a long, long time and liked Donna Marina and liked a lot of those couples, they, you know, they quit watching. Of course, they quit watching before John and Marlena left.
Well, and we got Bope. I mean, Bope's not necessarily older, but
as
they're
bad as the ratings were. As bad as the ratings were in 05 and 06 and stuff, the demographics were still way high. And that was, I think, a big part of the reason that I think Kenny finally did something. We're starting to be in the lower half of the 18 to 49 range. That's bad. Of course, it's been bad since 09, but...
Yeah, well...
guess we'll see. Next while. Anything else, Marianne? Can you think of anything?
No.
Madeline, you got any?
I'm out.
Final.
No.
Wait till
Sherry,
next week.
Sherry, you still have any other depressing little thoughts? No.
I know.
We'll
just get
her next week.
I'm sorry.
I almost hate to ask. No, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing. No. Carrie, you got anything?
I just want to thank everybody for their well wishes for my cat this week.
Aww.
So
he's,
oh,
we're glad.
Yeah,
what happened to your cat?
He got a respiratory infection and almost died. The vet thought he had a terminal disease. And I'm like, I think he just has an infection. He's antibiotics. He was dehydrated. He lost a lot of weight. It only happened in a couple of days. And,
oh, no.
The vet just told me he was dying, and I should start making preparations. And I just, like, cried the entire day. And he spent 2 days with the vet, and he just got antibiotics, fluids, and anti-inflammatories. And he, by the second night, he was fine. And she's like, oh, I don't think he needs to come back. I'm like, you're doing...
mm-hmm. And wasn't he going on pork chops, like, 2 nights later or something?
Oh, yeah, he had pork chops. He had a great week. He had pork chops and, you know.
I'm glad he's better.
He eats better.
I think so.
I'm glad he's better.
I mean, yeah. I was devastated. He's my baby. I mean, like, well,
aww.
Last week, my son was in the ER at 4 a.m. He was wheezing. And then I was at a clinic on Labor Day, and then next morning I'm taking my cat to the vet, and I'm like, holy hell, can I just stay away from doctors for, like, 24 hours? But everybody's fine.
I've had a fun 2 weeks, too. I got a sunburn 2 weeks ago. I was sitting in the shade the whole time. Really bad, like, second-degree sunburn.
Oh,
and I got a boil on it.
Ooh.
I got a boil on the back of my knee. So it's about the size of a golf ball now. So I finally went to the doctor yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't, this is not fun. The downside to living in paradise.
Really.
I don't think the rest of us are suffering from too much sun. Let's put it that way.
Well, usually I go to the beach.
But I
wear long pants and long sleeves.
It's better than too much water. Too much rain. I'm sick of the rain. Please.
I hear you guys are getting a lot.
Yeah,
better than
not as much as Eastern Pennsylvania, but yeah, we're getting our share of it. But Eastern Pennsylvania is really getting
Harrisburg,
Harrisburg and Lancaster,
water.
Yeah.
Is this the time of the year
they were flooded?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you.
Is this the time of the year you usually get floods and stuff like that?
We get hit by the
spring.
Stupid hurricane. Yeah, we get hit by the hurricane.
Yeah, the Irene.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we have earthquakes, hurricanes now.
Yeah.
It's just like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we're glad that Jonah the cat is doing better.
I'm going to take
a
picture of him. Yeah, I'll take a picture of Jonah, put it on Twitter. The poor little thing got shaved a little bit.
Hey, you know,
too.
You should. I know Lauren Coslow was tweeting about. Post pictures of your pet, and I haven't done it yet because I didn't find out about it till last night when I got home. But you can still go in there and post a picture of Jonah.
Yeah, I saw she tweeted a picture of a dog. I think a few minutes ago. Yeah,
he's so cute.
Yeah, not the picture of Sassy, my three-legged cat. So I'll prove that he actually exists.
That's cool.
Yes,
get
a picture
cool.
of him. Yeah, and he's healthy as a horse, and 17 and three-legged. He sleeps like 24/7.
Well, that's
so.
Right. He only has three legs. I forgot about that.
Yeah. If the temperature's below 60 degrees, he falls into a coma. And he hibernates basically all winter. He just gets up, eats and drinks, and he goes back to bed.
Oh, my God.
What a wife.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back as a cat.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I know. Oh my God, yeah. I mean, when it was 100 degrees, well, I guess it was 90 degrees over the summer, he was just in heaven. He just, like, sprawled out on the deck and just lay there. That was I know. He's a nice little cat. I mean, you know, if you want a cat to play with, he's not the one. But he's a beautiful cat, though. Oh, I have to post a picture of him, too. Take a couple pictures. So, yeah, okay. Hopefully everybody right. has a better week this week.
Yes.
No more doctor
oh, yeah.
visits.
Here,
here. Yeah. Yeah, no more crappy no. weather. You know?
Yeah, hope your sunburn gets better, Madeline.
Yes, please. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never want
all right, guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think I'd like to thank the people in the chat room. Always provide great entertainment for us and great feedback. And thank Marianne and Madeline and Carrie. Glad we were all able to get here. And I guess we'll do this again next week, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.